Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Mom's Estrogen Pills Change Me, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. I started taking the pills when I was about 10, thinking I was taking vitamins. I had seen Mom take one every day. So when she told me that I had to start taking vitamin pills, I assumed they were the same pills she was taking. Life went on like normal until just about the time I turned 11. Being used to wearing a t-shirt all the time, I didn't even think about it when I slipped one on that morning. I saw the bumps, but didn't think much about them and went to breakfast. Mom sat across from me eating. Then when I turned to get something, I heard her breath deeply. "What's the matter, Mom? You hurt somewhere?" "Ah, no, dear, it's just, take your shirt off for a moment, will you?" "Right now?" She nodded her head yes, so I pulled it over my head and stood facing her. Without a word, she moved a bit closer, then touched my chest on both sides. Her eyes went wider than normal for a moment. Then she sat down facing me. "Go ahead and put your shirt back on." When I did, "Have you been taking anything I don't know about?" "Huh?" "Pills. Just the ones you take every day. You told me you were taking vitamins because they are supposed to be good for you, so I took the same ones you did. Why? Is that wrong?" "Which vitamins, honey?" "Those small ones, the purple ones. They sort of give me a little more pep, Mom." "Oh, dear God. How long have you been taking them?" "About over a year, I guess. Why?" "Honey, those aren't vitamins. They're my estrogen pills." "So? Nothing has happened. What's the problem? I'll just quit taking them." "It might be too late, honey. Those bumps on your chest, those are breasts. Girls start developing about your age, and it's caused by the estrogen in their system." "Breasts? I'm going to have breasts? Mom, I'm not a girl. I don't even want to be a girl." "I know that, honey, but after taking them for so long, I'm just not sure what'll happen. Maybe you already have so much in your system that nothing we do will stop this. Growth. Maybe you'll have to." "Mom, no, I won't. I won't dress like a girl. I won't." "This is terrible, honey, especially if you continue to develop breasts." "Then you might have to. If you get big enough to have to wear a bra, then what? Can you see yourself going to school as a boy with breasts? You'll be laughed right out of the school if the other kids don't hurt you first, that is. How about we go see the doctor before we jump to any conclusions? That way we'll know for sure, won't we?" I started to panic, feeling my chest, just to make sure. But as small as they were, even I knew that by the look of horror on her face that she was telling me the truth. We went to see the doctor that very morning, and after a very long examination and a talk with Mom in his office, the three of us sat together. That's when the panic I had held in really started to take hold. "You have the estrogen level of a girl almost twice your age. That means," she said in a very calm voice, "that there is very little I can do for you. Even if you stopped taking the pills, your body will continue to develop, just like a normal girl your age would. I think that based on what your mother told me about her early development, you will probably grow rather quickly, and within a few months, maybe just a bit longer at most, your breasts will become pronounced enough to require assistance. Your hips will get certainly wider and rounder. You'll most likely never develop a deeper, more masculine voice, although I think that it will always be in the range for a girl your age." Putting her elbows on the desk. "Your testicles have not descended. And after checking carefully, I seriously doubt they will. They have atrophied so much under the force of the chemicals that your own body cannot make enough testosterone to combat the effects of the estrogen. In short, you're going to have the body of a girl, and there isn't much I can do to stop it." I looked at Mom, not knowing what to say or do. Then I burst into tears when I finally stopped. "My, it won't fall off, will it?" "No, dear, it won't fall off," the doctor said. "But then again, it won't get much bigger either, and given the effects that I'm positive are going to happen, that might not be a bad thing." Mom and I left his office and went home, which is when I ran to my room and stripped off my shirt one more time to look again. Small, they poked out a bit round, with the center a bit bigger and redder than I remembered. I felt my hips, which seemed to be the same. Then I fell on the bed, crying. I didn't want to be a girl. I didn't. Mom came in a while later and held me in her arms as I sobbed until I couldn't cry anymore. "Part of this is my fault, honey. If I had shown you the vitamin bottle, you might not have made that mistake. It's a terrible accident, but people all over have to deal with accidents all the time, so we'll just deal with this one together. Besides, things might not happen as fast as the doctor said. We still have some time before it becomes a problem, and you'll be able to finish the school year just like you are, only I don't think you should wear anything that's tight, okay? I went back to school, but made sure that nobody ever saw me without clothes, and I never again wore a tight shirt. Mom didn't go out and buy dresses for me or anything like that, but she would not let me get my hair cut either. At best, I managed to get through the rest of the year without trouble, but each night I would check myself and I could tell that I was getting bigger. My jeans started to fit loose in the waist and tight in the buns, and my shirts began to feel like they were made from sandpaper. I stopped running so much because my chest was starting to hurt. I hated that because I knew that the day was coming when Mom was going to make me wear a bra, and that also meant dresses. It was coming, and there wasn't one thing I could do to stop it. I had quit taking Mom's pills, but she started giving me some others that the doctor had prescribed, telling me that they would help. I assumed they would sort of stop what was happening, but they didn't. And by the time I was out for the summer, I was really starting to swell up. My breasts were big enough that my hand would fit over them, but just, they stuck straight out and they were very tender. The day after school was out, Mom came into my room, a sad smile on her face. It was the day I dreaded. I was going to have to start wearing a bra. Mom had never gotten on my case about taking her pills because it was accidental and she knew it. But she also made sure that I knew that when the time came, I was going to have no choice. I was going to have to start dressing like a girl. On that day, she came in, made me undress, then measured me before she told me to get dressed. You and I are going shopping today. It's time, honey, and I want you there to make sure we get the right stuff. But Mom, I can hide them. Really, I can. I'll just wear. What? Loose clothing? Maybe that would help, but we have to face it, honey. There are so many activities at school that sooner or later someone would find out. You have to take gym classes, right? What about that? And if your voice doesn't change like the other boys, you'll always sound like a girl. How bad would that be? I've thought about this as much as you have, and I can't see any other way, can you? I fought it, but in the end, like Mom, and as much as I hated the idea of it, I went to the mall with Mom, then into the lingerie area. Brass panties and nightgowns were bought. Then she took me to get a skirt, dress, one pair of shorts, a pair of jeans, and two pairs of shoes before she picked up some blouses and tops. Not many, but enough to make it plain that I had simply run out of choices. By the time we got home, I was frantically trying to find a way out of my impending feminization. Except that by then, Mom was very firm about what I had to do. And once we were in my room, it began. You'll have to undress, honey. Mom. Please, let's not make this any harder than it already is, okay? Let's just see how the clothes fit. When I was in no clothes, Mom gave me a pair of panties to put on, telling me they were necessary, then she fastened the bra around me, adjusting the straps for fit and comfort. It felt really strange having an elastic band around my chest, but then again, not having my breasts bouncing around felt good. Next came a skirt and top, then the shoes, and finally she put some makeup on my face and brushed out my hair. When she was done and I saw how I looked, I wanted to cry all over again. I looked like myself, but then again, not at all. It was like looking at my sister if I had one. Mom left my room, telling me to join her in the kitchen. I know that this is going to be very hard on you, but we both have to face facts, don't we? You know that I can't let you go to school as a boy, especially with breasts, so our only alternative is having you dress like this. I just cannot see any way that we can avoid it, so we'll just make the best of it, okay? I didn't move. What we need to do now is figure out what to call you. Have you thought about it at all? I shook my head no. Are there any girls' names that you like? Another shake of my head no. We'll have to think of one, honey. I'm sure that you don't want to use Nathan when you're dressed like this, do you? With tears welling in my eyes. How about Naomi? It's a very nice name, honey. Naomi, it sounds sort of... Then how about Natalie? That sounds a lot like my own name, Mom. The kids would know. Okay, then, I know. Why don't we go out and get one of those books of names? We can also get your ears pierced and some jewelry. Do I have to go outside? I mean, look at me. But you look just fine. Besides, you'll have to get used to the idea that from now you'll be wearing clothes just like these. There's nothing wrong with being a girl after all. I'm a girl. But I'm a boy. That's true. You are a boy, but you change that by taking those pills, honey. It's not your fault, I guess, but the facts are that you now have the body of a girl your age, and you're only going to become more like a girl, not less. So you might as well get used to the idea that before long you'll be into makeup and clothes just like all of the other girls. I won't be like the girls. I might have to wear the clothes, but I won't like it, and I'm not going to act like one, Mom. Girls play with dolls and giggle a lot. I'm not like that, Mom. That's fine. You don't have to be like them, but we both know you'll have to dress like them, don't we? Taking me by the hand, I made my first trip outside the house as a girl, going with Mom to the bookstore. Rather than buy it, we sat there looking at all of the girls' names. And finally, my finger rested on one of them.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I guess it's all right. Okay, but I was thinking, while Lisa is certainly a very nice name, we already have a Lisa in the family. She's the daughter of your father's sister, Carol. So I was thinking that maybe this name right here, Lindsay, might be a better name. How about Lindsay Rose? It was as good as any, so I agreed. From then on, Mom did not cut me any slack at all, taking me to get more clothes, including more panties, another bra, and two more skirts, a dress, and a pair of low heels. I also had to endure having my makeup done in one of those shops I never went in before, then watched Mom buy everything the lady used. I got my ears pierced, and lastly, on the way home, Mom stopped at her salon. We've come this far, honey, so you might as well let me get your hair cut and styled. I'll tell them to keep it simple, that way you can take care of it yourself. It was as if my body went along with everything Mom wanted, even though my mind kept telling me that I shouldn't be there. But by the time we got home, there wasn't one thing about me that had not changed. My name, my hair, my clothes, even my jewelry had changed. As we ate dinner, I asked Mom if I had to paint my room pink or anything like that. Not if you don't want to, but it is due for painting anyway, so why don't you think about it? Myself, I was always partial to light blue with white trim. It's sort of neutral, but you think about it. All the rest of the day, I did my best to get used to wearing a skirt, but the bra, no matter how much I hated it, did make that sandpaper feeling go away, which was a big relief. The downside was that wearing a bra made my small breasts stand out more and everyone could see them. I grabbed a soda and went out the back just to sit on the porch, think about what was happening to me, and probably cry a little. That's where I was when I heard her. Hi there, I'm Beth. What's your name? Looking up, I saw her, and with a little hesitation in my voice, Lindsay, I said softly, afraid that my friend Beth would know who I was. I wanted her to go away, but... You're Nathan. Why are you dressed like a girl? Mom says that I'm a girl now. No way. I shrugged my shoulders and nodded my head yes. No kidding? Wait till Mom hears this. Then she ran off before I could ask her not to tell, leaving me with that ugly feeling in the pit of my stomach, the one that makes you think you're going to throw up. I ran back in the house, spun around the corner, and ran right into Mom, almost knocking her down. I sped past her, running to my room, slamming the door behind me. Panting hard, I looked up and saw myself in the mirror and burst into tears again. I looked like a girl, turning when I heard the door open.
What's the matter, honey?
Beth, she knows. Knows what? Did she see you? She must have. So what if she sees that you're dressing as a girl now?
She ran home to tell her mother, too.
So? You heard what the doctor said, didn't you, that nothing can stop it? I'll call her mother and explain things to her, but you can't keep running in the house every time someone finds out, and crying simply won't help, will it? How about this? Let me fix your hair a bit and we'll add some pale lipstick, then we can walk over to Beth's house together. I'll explain what happened, then maybe you and Beth can talk, or maybe do something together. Can we do that? This isn't a bad dream, is it, Mom?
No, dear. You have started to develop just like Beth has. I know this is hard on you, but rather than cry all the time, why not do your best to be the girl that you are becoming? What I mean is, why not watch how Beth acts and talks? Then try to do what she does. Mom took my hand in hers, squeezed it, then, Lindsay, by the time you go back to school, all of the boys will have started to get taller, wider, and bigger. Their voices will have started changing, and they will be a lot stronger than you or any of the other girls. There is no shame in being a girl, so you'll just have to accept things the way they are and do your best to fit in. Can you do that? That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.